Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, this is a good story. Mike McCormick. Mike McCormick was an original New York Giant, signed in 1956 by the Giants. He was a high school star in Southern California and made his debut in the Polo Grounds as a 17-year-old. Nobody wanted to room with him. He was just a kid. He ended up rooming with the coaches, as he told me many years later.
It was a real experience, I guess, in the sense that I spent an awful lot of time alone, as any 17-year-old would do amongst a bunch of veteran men. They didn't know what to do with me, so they didn't do anything. They kind of left me alone.
But it is now September the 19th of 1967. Wrigley Field is the scene for this one. It's a day game. Only 4,025 on hand, and it's going to be Mike McCormick against Fergie Jenkins. Now, why is it important? Mike McCormick was a San Francisco Giant from 1958 to 1962 before being traded to the Orioles, along with Stu Miller and John Orsino, for pitchers Jack Fisher, pitcher left-hander Billy Heft, and catcher Jimmy Coker. So after the years in San Francisco, the Giants get to the World Series, and Mike McCormick is traded to the American League. He stayed in the American League until being traded back to the Giants prior to the 1967 season.
It was an exciting year to come back because I kept my home in the Bay Area. And on, I think it was Halloween night, I got a call that I had been traded back to the Giants. And my family was about as excited as one can be. And so we came back. And, my role was to be part-time starter, long reliever, short guy once in a while, just kind of a jack of all trades. And it was only because of a break where one of our starters missed the start in June in the Astrodome that I got a start. And I pitched 9 innings and won, and Herman Frank said, well, let's try him again. Well, I won 8 in a row. So, you could have looked back on that year and said at the end of the year it would have been just another year. Turns out it was probably my best year.
This season is magical for Mike McCormick, and it's one of the best in San Francisco Giants history. He comes into this game with 19 wins. What's amazing about this season for Mike McCormick, of course, the Cardinals, we know, win the pennant in 1967. They go 101-60, and the Giants are 10 games back when it's all said and done. But Mike McCormick in 1967 got his first win on May the 4th. May the 4th, he got his first win, and he beat the Mets in New York and Don Cardwell 3-1. McCormick in that game went 7 1/3, 5 hits, a run, no walks, 5 strikeouts, and won the game in 2 hours and 3 minutes. His amazing season continued. First win, of course, May the 4th. Now he's in the rotation. And we come up to September 19th of 1967 with a chance for Mike McCormick to win his 20th game. And as I said, he's facing Hall of Famer-to-be Fergie Jenkins. Here's the lineups in 67. For the Giants, Ty Cline, Haller, Mays, McCovey, Hart, Ollie Brown, Schroeder, Lanier, and McCormick. For the Cubs, Cubs are starting to look like a team now. Kessinger, Beckert, Billy Williams, Santo, Banks, 3 Hall of Famers, Al Spangler, Randy Hundley, Adolfo Phillips, and Hall of Famer-to-be Fergie Jenkins. The game is scoreless until the Cubs' 6th inning. Kessinger looks at a 3rd strike. Beckert flies to center. Williams a base hit. Santo doubles him in. Banks is intentionally walked, and Spangler flies to center. The Cubs lead 1-0. In the Giants' 8th, Ty Cline strikes out. Haller goes out. Mays draws a walk. McCovey gets a base hit. It's 1st and 3rd. Hart gets a base hit to tie the game up in the 8th inning. Ollie Brown grounds out. So now McCormick is still in there. It's the Giants' 8th inning. They have now tied the game 1-1. All right, we go to the Cubs' 8th. Beckert goes out to Jim Ray Hart. Billy Williams hits a home run, number 24 in the season for him. The Cubs now go up 2-1. Santo grounds out, and Banks goes out. Boy, the Hall of Famers all over the place. We go to the 9th. McCormick's still in there trying to get that elusive 20th win for him. Wow. So in the Giants' 9th, this is what happens, and this makes this one the great game. Schroeder gets a walk. Tito Fuentes runs for him. Lanier sacrificed the 2nd, okay, because it's down 2-1. Davenport, a pinch-hit single to tie it up 2-2. Ty Cline, a base hit, 1st and 3rd now. Jack Hyatt pinch hits, a double for him. The Giants are now up 4-2. Mays grounds out. McCovey walks. Jim Rehart a base hit. Giants are up 5-2. Ollie Brown a base hit. The Giants are up 6-2. And Fuentes flies to left. So a 5-run ninth inning for the Giants turns a 2-1 deficit into a 6-2 lead. Well, now Mike McCormick is the pitcher of record. Frank Lindsay comes in seeking his 16th save. Spangler goes out, second to first. Frank Thomas back to the box. Adolfo Phillips a pop-up to third. And the Giants win the game 6-2 over the Chicago Cubs. Mike McCormick's 8 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Fergie Jenkins, 8 1/3, 8 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned. He's the loser. 4 walks and 10 strikeouts for him. Now, why does this season stand out for me? Mike McCormick ends up winning 22 games, wins the 22nd on the last day of the season, October 1st of 67. He beats the Phillies 2-1 in Philadelphia, 33,615 there. 2 in the 8th for the Giants to win it 2-1, McCovey and Ken Henderson, RBIs. But now this is what made it very important for me. Mike McCormick wins the Cy Young Award in 1967. How about that? He ends up the season 22-10, 285 earned run average, 262 innings, 220 on the hits, 25 homers, 81 walks, and 150 strikeouts. In those days, that was good numbers. And he ends up being a two-time All-Star with the Giants, pitches in 484 games in his career, 333 starts. Now, the Cy Young voting is great. Who does he beat? He gets 18 of the 20 votes. One vote for Jim Bunning, Hall of Famer. One vote for Fergie Jenkins, Hall of Famer. And that's the way 1967 ends for Mike McCormick.
In my case, you know, having been traded 4 years before and kind of given up for dead, and then have the same organization trade 4 years later and bring you back and have what started out as a relatively slow year but turned out to be a real Cinderella year for me. It was, as you might imagine, most gratifying.
He left the Giants. He was with the Giants 67-70, then to the Yankees, Kansas City. His major league career, 107 wins and 96 strikeouts. But I'll tell you something. You look back on the great Cy Young Award winners, this maybe is one of the most unlikely. Didn't win his first game that year till May the 4th. Won his 22nd on October the 1st. But got his 20th on this very special day in Chicago, September 19th, 1967. A day game, only 4,000 there. But for Mike McCormick, win number 20. Well, what a day. What an exciting moment for him. A great guy and one of the great Giants of all time. Left-hander, Mike McCormick. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.